Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Welcome to episode 44 of your favorite law podcast, Raw Law. And this episode's title is OU Kid, and that's O-W-E, by the way, because in this brief episode, we'll be discussing the federal child support enforcement law found in 18 U.S. Code Section 228. And folks, before we get to the good stuff, please take the time to leave a good review for this podcast and start your free subscription, because I need to feel the love. Okay. Now, for you non-lawyer and non-criminal types out there in podcast land, once you hear something that starts with 18 U.S. Code, you are in criminal land. Not even a nice place to visit if you've ever been to a Bureau of Prisons facility, and you sure as hell wouldn't want to live there. I've been to several, no, not as an inmate, as an attorney for an inmate, and it ain't exactly Motel 6, although they often did leave the light on. Okay, enough with the preliminaries already. Let's go to the meat and potatoes of what happens when a parent charged with paying support skips the state in order to stop providing the meat and potatoes to his kid. Now, if there are any MGTOW men out there, yeah, we know that child support standards are just a thing to impoverish you and kill any desire to work. But let's remember, folks, at least on paper, child support laws are gender neutral. And yes, there are times when men get custody and women pay support. Okay, let's go to the law. First, there has to be a failure to pay a support obligation, that's court-ordered, or ordered in an administrative proceeding, with respect to a child residing in an other state than the payor. The failure has to be willful. And therein lies a case that is fact-sensitive. Did you fail to pay because child support impeded on your whiskey budget? Or did you fail to pay support because an injury made you unable to work? Big difference in facts, and that can make a big difference in outcomes with respect to where you'll be living after the proceeding is over. For the lowest level of offense, that failure either must have continued for more than a year, or is greater than $5,000 owed. If that's the case, besides a fine and court-ordered restitution of the amount due, you could spend up to 6 months in a gated community where there's no golf course and the meal plan is rather monotonous. In other words, you will be an honored guest of the Bureau of Prisons, which is not exactly the Holiday Inn. But let's say you've done worse than that. Let's say you intentionally skipped the state to avoid paying child support for longer than a year and owe more than $5,000. The punishment for that no-no, you can be a guest at the Uncle Sam home for wayward children for up to 2 years. Oh, the close friends you can make in 2 years. Hey, what if you're a world champ of a deadbeat and you haven't paid child support for a kid out of state for two or more years or owe more than $10,000? You can get 2 years paid incarceration at a choice rest home for the arrested. Now, there is a rebuttable presumption in this law that you could have paid the child support ordered, but if you rebut that, you might avoid having your butt placed in cuffs and taking on a van ride to your new home and your new community of folks who all seem to agree that orange is the new black. So, gentle listener, don't do the crime if you can't do the time, and if something happens that disables you from paying court-ordered child support, don't skip the state. Skip to the courthouse with your mouthpiece and try and get that amount reduced. Now, if a lack of financing is keeping you a prisoner in your business or real estate investment company, listen to the following message. Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application, low doc, and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free, and the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.